Caption: Farmers may sell some of their goods locally. In the past, fresh foods could not easily be shipped. Travel took a long time. Food was loaded into horse-drawn wagons that traveled over bumpy dirt roads. Some foods must be kept cold to stay fresh. There was no way to keep the food cold on the wagons, so it was rotten by the time it got to stores. People had to eat food that was grown locally, and some grew their own food. Feature box: The Apple Man. Apples came to North America with the early settlers. Later, Native Americans planted apple trees. John Chapman traveled around the Midwest, planting apple seeds wherever he went. He often returned to check on the trees that grew from his seeds. He is now known as Johnny Appleseed. As people spread across the country, new kinds of transportation were needed to bring them goods and services. Better roads connected cities and towns. A new railroad stretched across the country. The steamboat became a reliable way to ship food long distances. Fresh food could now reach all parts of the country. Captions: On May 10, 1869, the first transcontinental rail line was completed at Promontory Point, Utah. Steamboats are still used today to ship food to many parts of the world.